Well, hello, darling. There's no need to be afraid of me. Please calm down. I'm not going to eat you. It's my size, isn't it? You humans. Hold on. Let me just... There. Is that better? Well, yes, I do look mostly human now. And I wanted to introduce myself. Yes. Why? Well, I do believe that you, my dear, are my mate. Yes, my partner. I am Kitana. It is very nice to meet you. I didn't mean to scare you like that. I just couldn't let you walk off without saying hello and offer you my hand. Or paw. Or claw. I don't know what you want me to say, but I really needed to introduce myself. I could just feel that you and me were, or can be, if you accept me, could be mates for life. I don't know if you'll be turned into any kind of dragon like me, but there will be something. My mother talked about it before she abandoned me. Well, there were hunters, and I was so small that I could not have done anything. So she flew off and was probably caught. Yes, I know I took a chance by saying hello, but I had this hope that you would understand. Maybe. There was just something about you. Your aura seemed very pleasing and it called to me. Yes, it did. It also told me that in the past you would have some trouble. And I wanted to ease that pain. But only if you let me, of course. So please, you do not need to be afraid of me at all. My sweet. Are you all right with me calling you mate or not? I felt it was best to ask, since I can't say I know the human ways at all. I know only that there is such a thing called courting. But that's not something I've familiarized myself with. I hope you understand. Since I was young, I switched between being my true self, the dragon, and being what I am right now. Something in between. Yes, I can make myself become more human, but that takes a long time, and I just wanted to show you that I... Oh, this is hopeless, isn't it? No? So you don't mind me being a dragon? Well, that is a relief. I didn't know. I had to take a chance, see if faith was on my side, and is it? Well, yes, the color change does mean that I'm blushing. Since I don't have all the human features, I guess it's hard to tell. What it means to be my mate. Well, I believe you get a longer lifespan, more to fit mine, so you don't age as fast. The same goes if we have children, of course. And I have heard, I don't know, but you will become somewhat of a dragon. Some of the features. In little ways, so don't worry. You will not change completely. You will be immune to fire, since that is my element. If I was a water dragon, you would be immune to water. Or you could breathe underneath water, I guess would be the more correct term. And it would mean that you would be protected against any and all supernatural magic. Does that sound appealing to you? I hoped it would, and it's completely true. I can tell you more about it. But first, may I have a kiss to seal this, we can call it courtship, if that's all right with you. Everything needs to be accepted for it to work, and I don't want to do anything wrong because that could hurt you, and I don't want that. So, a kiss? Oh, that little sound, that was just a magic signature of sorts. You don't need to worry about it, but I will tell you more if you're interested. I can tell you everything about myself and about dragons in general. But only if you would teach me about humans. I'm so intrigued and fascinated I want to know everything, as you probably want to know about me too. Thank you, mate.